Love never dies. Embracing grief with hope and promise. By Larry M. Barber. Narrated by Kim Rasmussen. Credits. This book is dedicated to my one true friend who has been with me, always providing the support, comfort, encouragement, grace, mercy, unconditional love, and hope that I have needed. Each page is a tribute to every one of his friends, family members, and messengers who have acted for my benefit and the benefit of my two greatest joys in this life, my son Christian and my daughter Sarah. Christ gives me the strength to face anything. Philippians 4:13. Foreword. Grief can be like an unwelcome companion who always has the key to the back door. Sometimes grief sits at the table with us, or on the couch, and even lies in bed as we reach for a loved one who is not there. To be human is to love, and therefore grieve. Grief has many faces and shows up in unexpected places. It is not always a matter of tears. For some people, grief is a low-hanging dark cloud that won't go away, even when blue skies are in abundance. Grief could be an unrelenting sense that life is over. For others, grief is anger, deep in the soul like an active rumbling volcano, anticipating the eruption of red-hot lava covering all of life. For others, grief is deep regret, incapacitating fear, and a struggle with God. My friend Larry Barber knows the unwelcome friend of grief who always has a key to the back door. The car accident that took his wife Cindy and his daughter Katie changed his life forever. What did not change is the focus of this book. Love never dies. The subtitle, Embracing Grief with Hope and Promise, is now his life song and ministry. It was not something he planned to do. Rather, the result of his own grief journey, punctuated by faith, hope, love, and real doubt, loneliness, mystery, and, for many years now, a calling to help others. Recently, I sat in the pew after a church service with a man whose wife died 3 years ago from a long, painful disease. His grief began long before she passed. He confessed, "I go to the cemetery every day, sometimes just to drive by, and other times to talk and reflect on memories." He asked, "Is it wrong for me to do this? Is it a lack of faith? She is the one who brought me to Jesus." I was thinking as he shared. Larry Barber knows the struggle, his unending love, his journey through the dark wilderness of loss and loneliness. I promised him I would give him the gift of Larry's book. Everyone grieves, but not everyone grieves the same. The Swiss psychiatrist Elizabeth Kubler-Ross gave us the work On Death and Dying, 1969, where she identified 5 stages of grief: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Her model has been helpful, but I am quite confident she never intended it to be the last word on death and dying. Like all models, it cannot fully capture the complexities of being human. When oversimplified and applied indiscriminately, it is like a clanging cymbal in the ears of the grieving, without love. An emphasis on stages can lead to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?